Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm Carmen Hara. As you know, live every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Om Time Radio with my wonderful producer, Christopher. So tonight, we'll explore a reality that we all struggle to balance from day to day, money. Now, it's very hard to increase abundance and to expand your success. But tonight, I'm not supposed to actually be your financial advisor, but I'm somebody who will advise you from a spiritual point of view how to work with money as a form of energy. And I'm going to give you all kinds of ideas and tips so that you understand that at the end of the day, money is a form of energy. Now, the American dream is to have a successful career. I'm not telling you anything new, financial stability, but most of us, you know, in our reality, we contradict this dream, because majority of people find themselves in a dead-end job, living paycheck by paycheck, without significant savings, and you not only deserve a big break, but you can actually have to have it, and success is within your reach because we live in the field of possibility. But probably majority of you listening to me, you said, well, I don't know how to really get there. I'm living this way for 10 years, 20 years, and I actually don't know which are the golden rules that can create that abundance. So you're actually tuning into the right show. So we'll explore this reality, and we'll explore what it is that makes us all struggle, you know, to balance. And as I said, we balance this money. There's no secret that money makes the world go round. But at which extent can we master our finance, and how can we feel truly secure? So we talk about all of this, and because this is a calling show, and if you have questions about this or questions about any whatever else goes into your life, if it is a health problem, if it is a relationship problem, if it is an emotional problem, or no matter the nature of your problem, because this is a calling show, feel free to dial in, and my producer is going to take your call, and the number to call in is 202-570-7057, 202-570-7057, and we can talk. The beauty of a call-in show is because you can express yourself, and you get guidance. Sometimes you cannot see anything for yourself. You get into a moment in your life when you feel like you're blind, like you can't get any answers for yourself. So getting insight from someone else, opening to a door to a different possibility, creating a vision for yourself, it's very helpful, it's empowering. And as I said, after all, we all want to be financially grounded. So talking about the topic today, which is the topic is how to increase abundance and how to expand your success, how to get that American dream working, that stable job. I remember myself coming to America. I'll never forget having $40 in my pocket. And, you know, getting very excited, but that very small, almost like insignificant amount of money, and I knew how to turn it into a lifelong stability. And from a woman who didn't even speak the language, I actually end up by writing 8 books and make them bestsellers. So I didn't give up, and I simply believe, I trusted that the universe, that I can work with this divinity that exists within ourselves and with the divine laws of the universe, because they do exist. You know, if you think of money, money is a man-made law. Money is something created by us. So that's why it's something that changes the financial aspect of our reality. Hasn't been the same through centuries. If you think the concept of money changed through time, and I think it will change again, because on my opinion, on a global scale, we're largely unstable. Now, the chaos we see reflected around the globe is not only the beginning, but it will trigger a lot of other changes that are inevitable. I personally don't know how the system will survive in time, like 10, 20, 30, 40 years from now. And I think we all are affected by this sort of crisis. As much as everybody says, and you hear on television, that we're doing fine, that we are perfect, that the economy is doing exceptionally good, is this really true? Tell me if you feel this is correct and we are doing exceptionally well. I really feel that the system of money is tearing apart the fibers of morality. And we will face a radical shift in the near future. That's my take on it. But tonight I'm going to reveal to you what I put together, the 15 keys to secure your finance from the perspective of the spiritual way of looking at life, you know. So that's why I want you to dial in and let's talk, you know, how to decode your financial stability, how to talk about how to get that big break if you've been in the same situation for many years, financially stuck, financially, unhappy. So this is, to me, a great topic because it affects all of us. And if you feel right now that, hey, I'm struggling, I can't make it happen, I don't know what's gonna happen to me money-wise, remember one thing. What we think we become, what we talk we become. And for many years, affirmations, you know, what we say is very powerful. So I came up with some affirmations that can be very empowering to make you sort of change the energy when it comes to money. And I want you to kind of repeat after me and say these 10 affirmations about your financial success. I want you to say, I am on the top of my financial pyramid. I am wealthy. Money comes to me effortlessly. A lot of people are afraid to be wealthy. A lot of people are afraid to have money. A lot of people are afraid of money, period. And I'm looking at our president. I think this man has never been afraid to be wealthy. And all he wants is to be wealthy. So we should learn from this. And we should learn from people who know how to be powerful. And affirming this is extremely important. Now, Wendy, Pat, and says, there's many of you. I just want you to hold the line because I'll be with you in a second. And Julie from California, after I'm reading this affirmation, I'm going to take your calls, and then I'm going to go and showing you all those ideas that I have and how to build a foundation of financial freedom, how to know how to stop when it comes to becoming too involved financially, becoming too greedy, how to take the necessary risks, when not to take the risk, you know, how to break the cycles of money, how to banish fear, how to master the money energy, you know. Energy, as I said, of money, you need how to master. Like everything in life, you need to master. Which are the symbols that attract money, believe it or not, you know? Like every form of energy is associated with a vibration. Energy is translated in frequencies, in numbers, in sometimes in colors, believe it or not. So we'll talk about the symbol. We'll talk about how to reinvent your source of income and how not to give up on the opportunity, how not to give up on your home, how to give to receive, because it's all this transfer of the energy that makes you become abundant. And again, be careful where you get money, very, very significant. And there's no such things like a bad or good economy. We'll talk about that. And also, you know, if you want to succeed in life, work on your talents, because we're in a changing world and we need to remember that. But coming back to the affirmation, I'm going to go and take your calls, because there's nothing that makes me happier than to be able to communicate, because this is the reason of the show, is me and you, you know, exchanging opinions, me being at service. I'm here for you. I'm here to offer you my insight and in whichever way I can be helpful. And it's important to get help. It's important to be empowered. It's important to see things in a different way. Sometimes we cannot envision anything else. We get stuck. So being able to see, it's actually helping you to unblock your own vision about your own self. And then you can pick up the pieces and you can move in a different direction. So let me give you the second affirmation. I want you to say, I can afford all that I need and all that I want. Say it every single day. And you will see how you'll be able to pay your mortgage. You'll be able to pay all you need. And also say, my natural God-given talents will always guarantee me a good income. I said this when I came in this country with $40. I said, my natural God-given talents will guarantee me a good income. And I will never forget that two months later, I had $10,000. And that was like 30 years ago. And that was a lot of money by that time, because I started working on my talents. I knew how to sing. I knew how to design jewelry. I started learning the language. The moment I learned the language, I started writing. When I became a citizen, I showed the officer at the immigration that I already wrote a book, that my guy was looking at me. I said, I can't believe you. I said, yes, you have to have belief in yourself. You have to say, my financial future is without limit. My struggle with money, momentarily money may be limited now, but it will be plenty tomorrow, because you have to believe. In life, what you believe creates your reality. So this is very, very powerful, because what can stop you? You become your worst enemy at some point because of your own fear. Fear, you know, is not going to allow you to bring the money in. You have to say every day, today I correct my financial mistakes from the past and start on the right track towards financial fulfillment. And my money is secure in my investment, and I feel secure in the wonderful things that I own. So the universe provides everything to me. So all these things that you say and being said with conviction will make your life be where it should be. And I'm going to go right now to Julie from California. Hi, my wonderful Julie. And listen, thank you so much, Carmen, for being part of my show. And thank you for waiting, because I know you've been waiting for a while.
No, I appreciate
how do you like
more
my,
than you'll...
How do you like my topic today? Because I love this
topic. Love it. I love it, and I appreciate you so much. You and I have spoken sometimes before, mm-hmm. and I have a financial question, but I have a really quick question to ask you.
Please,
my son, Alex, is in the Army, and he got hurt, and I'm curious to know if he will be discharged earlier than expected.
Yes. Right away.
He will
immediately. He will be discharged. But I want you to know that he will be fine. And he's wonderful. And I want to thank your son for his service. And I, God bless his beautiful soul. You have a an angel on earth is your son.
Well, we're hoping he finds a nice girl.
he's going to find a beautiful girl. and he will come home relatively soon, in my feeling. I mean, intuitively, it's like I go by my intuition. I see your son very soon home, probably much sooner than you and him expect.
Okay. So within the next wounded? 6 months, you think?
Oh, much sooner. Well, what did he... Much sooner.
Oh, really?
Sooner. Right.
He was in a tank, and they were just doing exercises, you know, to get prepared. And every time the guy was learning how to do the tank, and he would slam on the brakes, and it would ram into his back really hard.
Right.
So he's really suffering with his back right now, and so I just had that quick question.
I don't see him being able to do his job right now, so I think that releasing him is the only way. There's no other way, you know.
Yeah.
Other than
and
letting him come home and recover. I hate to say that he might not be able to do this for a while because, you know, the spine is a serious injury. And I hate to say that, but I do think he has an injury. But he will recover. But the recovery of this kind of injury takes a while. He needs to take care of himself. Yeah, because otherwise he won't be able to do anything, you know. So they will let him go relatively soon, my love, relatively soon.
Oh, okay,
but it's
wonderful.
But it's meant
Thank
to
you.
Be this way. God has his own plan for him and has a different plan for him.
So I
think
understand that.
This is
that.
Part
and
of a divine plan, yes.
But I understand
see your
that.
Son, if I look at your son years from now, I see him continuing his service in a different way, you know, like working for a community service. I'm going to take a break. If you wait for me a little bit, Julie, I'll be back with you in 2 minutes, okay? Hold on the line.
Thank you.
Okay, my love.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Yes, I'm Carmen Ha, back with you tonight. I'm so excited to talk about this topic of how to increase abundance. And during this break of the show, they were talking about hunger in America, and this is painful to even hear. But I also want to express gratitude to Om Time Radio for the fact that they give me the opportunity to express myself. And I don't think the word hunger should be in our dictionary anymore. I think we should gather forces together to fight this, because this is not acceptable at this level of our evolution. And yet, how much hunger exists in this world is incredible, in how unfair this is. And I am just, I hate to say it, I'm just upset right now when I think this way, because there's people out there, a lot of people have a lot of money, you know, and there's majority of people who struggle in this world, and this is so unfair. Anyhow, sorry about that. But I'm going to go back to my wonderful Julie in California. So, Julie, we were talking about your beautiful son, and you said you have an, so your son is coming home. I promise you that, okay. And there is a reason, a divine reason into it. But he will embark on a bigger mission, and he has another mission, and he will continue to serve. He will be at service, yes. So in a different way, in a bigger way, you know. I am very confident that your son will continue, and he will be very okay, and he will have a beautiful family. Anything else you wanted to ask me?
Yes, my husband and I, first I want to thank you because you have helped me personally grow spiritually and emotionally, and I feel like I am at a spot where I am ready to receive all my good. My husband and I want to move down to Seal Beach, and I feel like that's coming really soon. My question is, should we
You are moving, 100%. Rent for the beginning. If you want my opinion, my time frame is a little bit flexible because time is so fluid. You know, time is it's hard to get. In I should say anytime between 9 months to a year and something, but I won't say that this is a long time. I won't say 5 years from now. No, I say this is something relatively soon, in my opinion, because I feel very good about the move in itself. I think it's going to be a good move. I think it's going to make you prosper. Moves are very good. When somebody feels stuck in a situation, it's very, very powerful to move. So I really want you to consider moving. Yes.
Okay. We really want to. That's our plan. Should we? Mm-hmm. Should we keep and rent our home, or should we sell it?
If you want to be safe, you can rent it for a period of time and then sell it after that, just to feel safer. You know, people want to feel in a comfort zone at the beginning and don't jump and sell it and do it a rental for a period. And if you feel you're all comfortable with the move in itself, then go ahead. You can rent it a little bit later.
Okay.
You can sell it a little bit later and rent it for the now. That would be my advice. But I think you can rent it very well. I think you can rent it to a younger family that will take good care of
it. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Will I be able to receive more abundance down the line to where I'll be able to continue helping people in a bigger way?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And you know what? I gave some 10 affirmation for financial success. And please say this every single day. You know, create your own. And say, you know, I'm a top of my pyramid with a financial. I'm wealthy. Money comes from me. Because money is an energy. It's a form of energy, and where everything that attracts money. For example, if you draw number eight is money, four is money, and make it eight, if you turn it around, creates the symbol of the infinite, and put it in your wallet. You're not going to believe it, and even draw it with the... it works. These are things that in a mysterious, miraculous way, talking about spiritual and mystical, there's some mysticism in our life that we should always use because it doesn't hurt and it doesn't cost anything to try it. So
I want to be able to help other people.
Yes, because I can see it. What you give to the world, you give a beautiful son that is at service. You know what I mean? What comes from you, you know, is to serve the world, and you want to help. And that's what you're trying to do. But when you give to the world gives back to you. So you work with the universe. You co-create, you know. So because you want to give to others, The universe gives you 10 times more. So you will see that you will prosper just because your intention is so good towards others. So I promise you that your life will get better financially just because your intention is to give to others. Because it's give to receive, and you will receive, my wonderful Julie. I love you, and thank you so much for calling my show. You are amazing.
You thank
Send
you.
My love thank to your you. Beautiful son. Love you, Julie.
I will.
I'm
going
to go
thank
to
you.
Wendy.
Bye-bye.
Wendy, hi, my dear Wendy. How are you, my love? And sorry
hi,
to
Carmen.
Keep you waiting.
Hi, Carmen. I'm good. How are you? I'm
good.
Really good.
I am good myself. Super excited to talk to you.
Good.
Okay, so how can I help you? Based on the topic or whatever question you might have to me. Mm-hmm. For me.
Okay, I have questions. I have a strong desire. It keeps coming up that I want to become mm-hmm. a life coach. I don't know where to begin mm-hmm. with that, but it keeps coming up for me.
This is probably your calling. This is probably some in my mind. I feel like you have it for the last 2 or 4 years. Do you agree with me? And when you have a calling, you need to listen to that inner voice that tells you, please do it, please do it, please do it. And to listen to that inner voice that says you are born to do it, because you can do such a great job. And I think it depends what kind of, because being a life coach, you need to be specialized in one direction. Like helping people with what? With relationship, coaching them in which direction, you know? Did you go to any of those seminars that gives you any certification to become a coach? Did you do any of this?
No, I have not.
Okay. I advise you to take an international course. I can, if you write me an email, I can guide you which course to take. That is not expensive. It's one of probably... But that has a broader view that can qualify you in a multiple direction. And then from there on, but you need to have something that will entice you, will show you which way to go. And it's not expensive, but it opens the door of your soul towards this, and you will sense how you feel about it. So I advise you to try to see how you feel when you take this course. Is it really something I want to do? I personally see you doing it, and I actually see you in front of an audience, and more so I see you coming up with a program. The beauty of it is to become innovative. The beauty of it is to become creative, to come up with something. And that is putting your name out there up to a point in which you can come up with a book, with a concept, with an idea. Because this is the way Tony Roberts became Tony Roberts. All he did, he was a coach. He was coaching people about different things. And he came up with ideas, you know, about... And they were so extraordinary up to that. He created a revolution in the field of psychology, you know. So you see those thousands of people coming to him, and he is going deep into their minds and make them see things they've never seen about themselves. And that's what a coach will do in a brilliant way. So think a little bit in which way you can shift the perception in someone. How can you influence the mind of someone in such a profound way that you can better that person, that you can make that person see their flaws, their abilities, their skills, their blockages. You understand? So that is a coach. So I guess I lost you, my love, but I want you to consider everything I told you. And I'm going to go to Robin. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
I'm okay. You?
I'm fine, thank you.
So it's so good to talk to you.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you.
It's a big topic. It's a big topic. You know, a lot of people talk about it. You hear this all the time talking about how can I make myself, and the people go to all kinds of advisors and to invest in the stock market too. And for some people work, a lot of people lose money in different ways, even in real estate. Not everybody wins. And then, but the desperation of succeeding, you know, I was just thinking about the Trump University, that everybody was fascinated with the guy like Trump making millions, and everybody wanted to follow his advice. I'm just saying, people want to become wealthy and become rich. It's normal to want to follow the advice of somebody who's a success. But the reality is that we're forgetting about the spiritual approach of money, because money is, at the end of the day, a form of energy. So we're forgetting that, you know. And if we don't have the right approach of money, we can have money and lose them tomorrow. And we don't know why. We don't have awareness. But money, you make him grow. Think of Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey was a woman who knew how to multiply money from one of the most poor women, you know. She became a billionaire. Because why? She's a very spiritual woman. She made that money grow and grow and grow and grow. And it can be done by giving, receiving, and knowing how to work with that flow of energy. So do you have a specific question for me, Robin?
Yes, I do. I was asking, I want to ask, I have ideas on how I would like to make money, but how do I know which is the concrete or, you know, what I should really do?
Well, do you mind giving me one, give me one idea. Do you mind discussing it with me? One single idea? Do you mind?
No. One idea is to write a book about my
That's life. A good idea. That's a brilliant idea, and I will tell you why that's brilliant. Not so much I feel, I go by my intuition here, poor intuitively. I don't think that that book necessarily will bring you that big of an income, but the book will open the door to something else. That will be speaking engagement, putting your name out there, making you create a business out of it. So that will bring you the abundance, that will bring recognition, that will bring you something that you always wanted to have, that will empower you. That's even more, goes beyond money, you know, goes to the level of your soul, goes to the level of your spirit, and that money comes through it. Money is just the foundation of something, you know. In life, you build a foundation, and when you build a foundation, money comes. You understand what I mean? You build things from the ground up.
Yes. Okay, I wrote a poem a number of years ago, and it was published. And I had an idea to make a T-shirt and some mugs from the title of this poem. And market it and see what happens. I haven't done
it
yet.
I love this. Do it. Do it. Do it, but do it, how should I say, under the umbrella of a concept, you know? Like, it's all marketing. If you want to do it big, market it very well. And now in the world today, you can market through the internet. You can sell it at Amazon. You can do it everywhere, you know. You can put it everywhere. You can buy ads on Facebook. There's so many things you can do that people will know about it. Like 10, 20 years ago, it would have been more difficult for you to promote it. Now you can promote it. But I really think that the idea in itself, the concept in itself, what it says is so catchy and empowering. Do you agree with me?
Yes,
there's something there. There's something there. There's something inside. You know, sometimes you can use two words that have so much power that people will go for it. They will be drawn to it. I feel amazing when I tune into it energetically. So it's all in the field of energy. I feel super excited about it, you know?
Oh, okay. Okay.
So do it. Promise me you're going to do it.
I promise. I promise.
So promise me you're going to do it and call me back in 5 months and tell me how successful you are. You're going to see the first signs of success. You're going to get super excited, and then you'll see the continuous success growing and growing and growing. I'm very proud of you. Very proud of you, Robin. Yeah. I love you.
Oh, thank
Hi, Mary from New York. How are you, my dear?
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Mary. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
So, do you have a question about my topic, the money topic?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I'm going through some changes in my relationship. I'm wondering if I should sell my house or should I keep it? Or, you know, and I'm also in a job that I feel like it's not really too inspiring and it takes away time.
No, you first of all, before you change your, before you sell your house, I see a change of a job. I see a new job. I think it's going to happen in the next 3-4 months. I think the change of job is necessary for a while. I think you don't have a sense of satisfaction here, if you agree with me. House went in price. I don't know if you agree with me. I felt like your house is more valuable. Did you buy your house 4 years ago?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So also, I want you to wait for me because I think I'm going to a break right now. So don't hang up the phone. Hold on the line and I'll be with you back in a minute because I have a break right now. Okay? Okay, sweetie. Hold on the line.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm back, Carmen Jara. I want to tell you something. I don't know what you're going to think, but this is my take on it. There's no such things like good or bad economy, because there's no such things like economy. Because in my opinion, economy doesn't exist. It's not a tangible object. Economy doesn't exist in a physical world. Economy is a system. It's a system created by the government to place fear in people's hearts. When they tell you it's bad economy, you get scared. So, you know, if you want financial freedom, you can achieve it. Whether there is weak economy, good economy, strong economy, bad, who cares? Don't even think of the word economy, you know? So, think of your own talents. Work on your own talents, and don't think you have only one talent. In life, you have many, many given talents. Try to keep on discovering and unleash your own talents every single day. But I'm going to go back to Mary, because she said, okay, here I am. I have a work problem, I'm going to change. Of course, Mary, you need to change your work before anything else. Your house, you can sell it tomorrow or a year later, because actually your house will go up in price. That's my take on it. So even if you take it, sell it a little bit later, you actually make more money on it. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
So my goal, yes, if you want my advice, renovate it, you'll get more money on it. Change your job tomorrow, right away, change it. You can get a better job, I promise you. More money, you'll be more appreciated where you are. The energy is not good. You don't get the money you deserve, you're not appreciated. You're in the wrong place. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay, so...
What do you see me doing? Okay.
So I gave you the right answer. I think I did. That's why I'm here. That's why I wanted to give you this answer, because I feel like you can think about it and say, well, I talked to Carmen and that's what I thought. And if tomorrow, next week, you think you have a different opinion, you call me back. But I want you to meditate on this. And I love you, Mary, and thank you so much for calling my show.
Thank you so much, Carmen. I love you, too.
Okay, my beautiful. I love you. I'm going to go to Kimberly in, where are you, in Georgia? Hi, Kimberly. Hi, my love.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, beautiful. I love you, Kimberly. So what's up in your world, my dear?
Career. Transferring, changing careers. I've been teaching for a while. I don't want to teach anymore. And I just want to see for me.
Good. I think you can do better than teaching. You've been teaching for more than 10 years?
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's time to change, because you've been drained by this career. I know it's very hard. Teaching is never appreciated the way it should. It's a beautiful career. But people don't appreciate teaching the way they should, and it drained you. And I think it's time to do something else. And I think that you're going to do something else in which you're going to be more rewarded emotionally, financially, and feel better about yourself. It's going to allow you to live differently. And I see somebody, a person helping you to take a new path. Do you have a female friend guiding you into it? I feel somebody is telling you which way to go. Do you agree? Do you have anybody that can guide you? Because sometimes guidance is very significant.
No, not really.
Okay, so, but look, in case, let's say, tomorrow you want to look for a new job or for the new career path, look where you will apply, because there's a woman guiding you through the job change. You understand? So when you say, well, I decided, that's it. The moment you decide, in that moment, you got a new opportunity. Your decision is already taken, so the new work is there. It's going to happen. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so... I'm excited for you. What have you thought doing? I have an idea, but I want to see what you think doing. Let me know what you want to do.
Well, I always wanted to go into the medical field, but I don't think that's a chance right now. So
yes, you have a chance. Yes, you have a chance. You have a chance, and I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to go and get some kind of... you know, you can do for like 2-3 months, go and do a short program in which you learn how to do EKGs or stuff like that. And they pay extremely well. It's very rewarding. You work in a certain field. Give me a call for this. I'll teach you where to go and what to do. And you're going to love doing it, because you have a heart. You work with people very well. It's very rewarding, and I think you'll be able to do it. But give me a call. I can give you right now the number if you want to call me. Do you have a pen?
Yes, I do.
Or, okay, 917-771-6035. 917 area code 771-6035.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. So thank give you. Me a call like in an hour and a half, and I'll teach you where to go, how to get this, and this will be very, very good for you. And okay. I love you, my sweetheart, and thank you so much for calling me. I'm going to go to Bobby. Hi, Bobby. How are you, my dear?
Carmen, how are you? I'm great.
So good to talk to you, Bobby. What do you think of my topic?
Well, you know what? I haven't caught your show since you changed. It's hard for me to get home after work, and so I rushed home, and I actually got through. So it's the right thing for me to
I'm
be
so excited.
You.
Thank
I know,
you,
it's
Bobby.
Cool, huh?
So, yes. Tell me if there's something I can do for you tonight. It would be my pleasure to help you with something.
Okay. So, and I will accept your help. So, I can retire from teaching mm-hmm. anytime,
right.
but I need or want a second stream of income. And so
I agree.
I've been working for years at Healing Arts, and I want to know
so
what
beautiful.
You, oh, well, thank you. I want to know what you see or think or hear. Regarding timing, I'm not certain this year is the right time. I have a 14-year-old in that he's going into high school, and in some ways I want to keep my schedule the same as his until he's driving and a little more independent. So I just wanted to reach out and see what guidance
I see
might.
You working with somebody during the fall, like you're going to start during the fall working with somebody part-time or during weekends. Mm-hmm. With somebody who has, it's like a woman, I feel, who has her own business. Does this make mm-hmm. sense? Mm-hmm. You might not know who she is mm-hmm. or might have a vague idea of this, but this is something that you start slowly, but it grows into something that you love doing it, and you might even get seriously involved in this in time. You let go of your teaching career, probably in a frame of a year, probably a year and a half, probably 2 years. I don't see you teaching in the next 3-4 years. I don't see that anymore, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I think you will give up. I think you did it. You know, in life, we do things for a certain period of time. And I think that karmically, you did it. It's done. It's resolved. You don't feel like going there anymore. It's a door that in your life is closed. This chapter in the book of your life is closed. And I think you will sort of move forward in this sort of independent career that has a very creative element into it. And it's very, as I said, very independent, but there's somebody else, another person into it. And you're kind of building it together. You're kind of building it together. I would love to give you more details, but I feel like it's starting during the fall and it's starting on a weekend basis. Like you start, but it's generating income, believe it or not, much more than what you've been creating. You will be surprised and you will say, wow, I never thought I'm going to make so much more money versus the money that I earn as a teacher. It's like I didn't make that much money as a teacher in like an entire month versus what I can make in like working 4 days a week. It's mm-hmm. going to be kind of shocking because this whatever you will do will expand and will attract attention and people will be interested in. And it feels like it's something that becomes sellable, becomes it's very creative, it's very artistic. I feel like you have a talent. You have a gift. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, thank you. Well, you know, I've been working with high-level, high-frequency energy work for approximately 5 years. I can't keep track, and plus I'm talking to you on the phone, so my brain won't work quite right. But, yeah, I've been doing energy work for a while, and so I've done some extra training and go deeper and broader into the healing arts. And I don't really have any idea at all. There's a small
community.
But
can you come up with all this energy work, come up with a CD, with a program, with something that becomes sellable, you know, that you mm-hmm. can sell? like create a CD, create a program, a training mm-hmm. program that mm-hmm. you can sell to a larger audience. You can even sell it online. You can do videos that you can do. I see something that brings a lot of attention to you and people come to you. And it's so extraordinary and so well done and so well put together. And it's exactly what the world wants today. We're talking of the world of energy, that people are opening to energy. It cannot mm-hmm. be any better than this. I'm super excited for you. I am actually grateful to you for what you do. And I really encourage you, if I can help you with anything, I'm here for you. If there's anything I can do to promote you for doing it, you know? I mean, I really think that this is magic.
Well,
the way
you
you're doing it. Absolutely.
Well, I will follow up with you then. I'll either email you
Perfect.
Or call you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Please do. I feel, you know, that excitement, you know, because I work with my intuition when I tune into something where there is excitement. And, you know, money comes when there is excitement, when there's ingenuity, when it comes from the goodness of your heart. Money will follow anyhow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Money is just that form of energy that just flows naturally, you know. It doesn't come from greed, from, you know, a desperate need. They just come. They just, you know, when you offer something to the world responds and vibrates. And as a result of this, the vibration energy comes and flows towards you. So don't be afraid just to request back whatever you're putting in. And you would be amazed how much money. It's exactly what I said. Whatever effort you put into the teaching, it's going to be nothing in compare how much financial power will come back through using this given talent of the energy, you know, in a proper way. But we can
yeah.
talk much more about how to employ it, how to exploit it, and how to use it properly.
Okay. I know I need to let you go, but do you think about the timing thing? I'm on the right track about waiting the couple of years.
I will not wait a couple of years. Here I need to contradict you a little bit. This is time is of the essence when it comes to working with the energy. Plus, you have it now. It's in you. I won't keep it locked there. I will let it fly, you know.
Okay.
I will express myself. Please.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
It's there. It's beautiful.
Well,
it's magic. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you, and thank you so much.
I love
much.
You
and
more,
I
and I admire you.
It's great to
you.
Hear you.
Please.
Oh, thank you. I admire you,
Wonderful,
too. Thank you
Bobby.
So
love you, my dear. I
mm-hmm.
still think I have Pat from Connecticut. Pat, are you still with me, my angel?
I'm still here.
I am so sorry. I don't know what I did when I looked through the list, and now I realize that I looked down and I... Hi, Pat. So how are you, my love? How are you feeling?
Oh, you know, I've been struggling.
Is it better?
No, it got a lot worse.
Why?
I'm seeing a new doctor, and he's put me on some medication.
What medication?
Lexapro.
You're going back to Lexapro? Yeah.
Huh?
Okay, you went back to Lexapro. You've been on Lexapro before?
A long time ago. I can't even remember. No.
Does it make you feel better or no?
I just started.
Yes.
I've got to get it.
Well, it takes a little bit of time to get into the system, approximately 5-6 weeks for you to see the medicine kicking in and to see whether it works or it doesn't. And it depends that if the doctor needs to adjust the dose or not. So I just want you to be okay. I just want you to be okay. I want you to feel okay. I want you to be the best of you. And I feel so hopeless because I cannot see you in person. Here I am in Florida and you're in Connecticut. But probably I'll see you one day, you know, and that will allow me to help you better.
Oh, sweet. You're very kind. Do you see what's ahead of me? Are things going to pick up soon?
What did you say, Dad? I didn't hear you.
Do you do you see what's ahead of me? Are things going to pick up soon?
Yeah, and I also think that you might get better on your own in a different way. I still think that you will get better, and I'm here to help you, and then call me eventually next week or the following week. I want to see how you are, how you continue, how the medicine is doing, and how you're feeling overall. But you will be perfectly fine, I promise you. You will do better.
Okay. Carmen,
keep on saying that. Tell yourself you'll be fine. I love you, Pat, yeah. And thank you so much for calling
too,
the show.
Much.
Okay,
God
my
bless.
Sweetheart. God bless you too. And for everybody listening, I'm Carmen Jara on this beautiful radio show, Home Time Radio. I'm grateful to my producer for helping me do the show. And remember, you know, you can increase abundance and expand your success. Everything is within you. So you need to work with your given talents. You need to build a foundation. You need to took all the necessary steps. So that I didn't have the time to go to all my plan, all my 15 points, you know, that I wanted to probably next time on the show. How to reinvent all your source of income. I put them all of that together, hoping I'll be able, but I'll see you next week. I'll talk to you next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and thank you so much for listening. God bless you.